Thank you for joining me on the Wise Divine Women podcast. I am Dana Irvine and I'm your host. Today we are talking about five foods to boost your energy and balance hormones. Stay tuned. Today, five foods to boost your energy and balance your hormones. Okay, so we're on the topic of fatigue because I really feel that I've had some great bouts of fatigue over this last winter. I kind of look back at things and go, damn, Dana, where the heck have you been? And I really, it's certainly a huge impact about stress. But how do we overcome? Well, there's so many ways we can, but I think just acknowledging it and really working hard to break through. So many people experience this great fatigue or this feeling of tiredness during the day. Certainly we have our ebbs and flows, our ups and downs. A lack of energy may interfere with your everyday tasks and make you feel less productive. Similarly, the types of food you eat can have a huge, significant impact on your energy levels. If you're having these huge ups and downs, please take the time to do a food diary or a food journal, because it can be simple things like that beautiful rice cake that you have in the morning with peanut butter that could be setting you back. You won't recognize the things. I can tell you a million things to change, but you're unique. You're uniquely made and you respond to things differently. Okay. You can also journal about the people that are sucking the life out of you as well. Learning about who those are, gathering more tools to learn how to combat this, or situations in your life that certainly draw and suck out the energy as well. And learning better boundaries is always a good thing to do, even when it comes to fatigue. Okay. Even while most of these foods that we hear about, right, are great energy, great food to provide energy, but we know that it could be a sports bar or a supplement or an apple, all those types of things, but we want to keep it natural. Natural and clean and wholesome. So, of course, please forget about those energy drinks and supplements. And I'm the worst because I'm still trying to finish up my Prove It ketones. I have protein powders. And on the road, these are just handy tools for me to keep energized as well. And tea in my pocket too. So, but don't forget that it is very easy. And there are many stores that provide, and grocery stores, right, that provide very quick, handy, wholesome food that's clean, that's allergy-free, and that has the ability to increase and boost your energy. So let's talk about walnuts. Walnuts are an excellent snack since they're filled with nutrients that increase energy and that help support the body in so many different ways. Walnuts are well known for their high protein, their healthy fats, and their carbohydrate content. Walnuts are also rich in omegas as well as antioxidants, which can help boost energy levels and provide antioxidant protection. Moreover, walnuts contain sufficient carbohydrates and fiber to offer consistent and prolonged energy boosts, right? They also contain minerals and vitamins, including vitamin E, B, iron, and manganese. These vitamins and minerals boost energy generation and help decrease fatigue. And did you also know these are so important for your brain as well? Love walnuts. Goji berries. This is a great one. And you can actually buy dehydrated ones. You can hydrate them and rinse them and have them always set to go. Goji berries are another good food to replenish your energy levels. Apart from being a powerful, incredible, abundant berry that's full of minerals, antioxidants, and vitamins, this fruit is also a great rich source of fiber. It also is super high in antioxidant production. So, additionally, goji berries is an excellent source of fiber. 1 ounce of goji berries is equal to 2 grams of fiber. This also helps with the aging process. It helps with slowing down digestion. It also helps in releasing energy gradually. Isn't that amazing? And we all know, as menopausal women or perimenopausal women, the increase of fiber is so important so that we can excrete our estrogenic hormones that are are excreted through the fecal matter. So very important to always keep that up and moving. Goji berries are a versatile fruit. You can mix them with baked potatoes and yogurt and smoothies and sauces, and you can just eat them uncooked as well and hydrate them. The goji, next one is I love this one. This is, I think, one of my go-tos for a lot of things, chia seeds. So they are included in one of the top-notch energy-boosting foods that you could require. I love making chia seed pudding. I love adding it to all my smoothies. So nutritionists state that chia seed provide you with stable energy because of their protein-fat-fiber ratio, combined with the fact that they're low carb, right? Isn't that amazing? Chia seed fibers can contribute to the nutrient's delayed digestion, resulting in consistent and continuous release of energy. Again, these seeds contain omega fatty 3 acids, which are the best against relieving fatigue. So who here doesn't love a good chia seed pudding? So again, you're just taking a tablespoon of chia seed, adding it to a cup of coconut milk or almond milk or anything at all, maybe even mango puree, and letting it sit in the fridge. This is a great way to have these great snacks available to you always, instead of spending $7 or $8 at Freshie to pick up some great chia seeds. So always have these handy. It's a great way to alleviate constipation as well. Now let's move into some adaptogens. Maca powder. Maca powder boosts energy and power. It is claimed that the maca root aids in muscle growth, increases strength, increases energy, and enhances exercise performance. Maca powder is highly nutritious as it contains carbs, fiber, protein, vitamin C, fat, iron, manganese, all excellent sources of energy. By including maca powder in your daily menu, you will notice visible improvements to your energy in 6 to 12 weeks, which is amazing. Again, this is really good support, an adaptogenic support, I believe, so that it provides the ability of what the body needs when it needs it. Now, also, coconut oil. Coconut oil is amazing. It contains medium chain triglycerides, which is an immediate source of energy. MCTs travel directly to the liver and act as a fast energy source, similar to carbohydrates. MCTs have long been used in sports nutrition and products for athletes who acquire energy sources so their bodies can quickly absorb and use this energy. Coconut oil is a stable, especially if you are looking for cleaner fat sources, when you're fasting, when you're doing keto or low carb, even if you're trying to prevent, there are many studies, when you're looking at dementia and Alzheimer's, you want to eat as much good healthy fats to keep the brain fat and healthy. Coconut oil is also something that's used in many other different applications, whether it's body oil, tooth serums, or oil pulling. I think it's one of the most incredible, the coconut is certainly one of the most versatile fruits in the world. So that is great. Again, we're talking about five quick foods. So you've got walnuts, goji berries, chia seeds, maca powder, and coconut oil. So I hope you take the time today to make sure you pull those out of the cupboard, or maybe order or go to your local health food store and just grab a variety of forms. You can do the coconut milk, you can do raw coconut, and you can also just purchase some coconut oil or even some MCT oil as well. Maca powder comes in capsules, in powder. You can make teas with it. You can add it to a variety of things. Again, a great versatile root that is incredible. Chia seeds, always great to have on hand for anything, baking and constipation and energy. Goji berries, of course, you can order them online in bulk. You can go to the bulk store. You can order them in your health food stores as well. And again, making sure they're organic, you can rinse them, you can soak them and use them for a variety of different applications. Again, a great little berry to have around. And once again, your walnut. Ensure that it's shelf fresh, and you might want to keep them in the fridge so that the omega-3 fatty acids that are in these walnuts, they're very rich in oil. You may want to keep them in the refrigerator so they don't go rancid. So thank you so much for joining me today on the Wise Divine Women podcast, giving you the opportunity to get your body working better and taking you from that fed up to faith-fueled to get you where you want to be today, the Wise Divine Woman.